This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politics Daily News Brief for Wednesday, September 2020. We are in September. Unessential. That is the theme of this news brief. Unessential. But before I get there, we have created a new email account that you can email us articles to. Please email the title, a link to the article, and a brief sentence on why it is an important article to us. That will help us sift through as we bring you your daily news brief. The email address is news@crosspolitic.com. Not hard. news@crosspolitic.com. Mayor Bill de Blasio plans 22,000 layoffs as people flee New York City in droves. According to Forbes.com, a New York City may lay off tens of thousands of municipal workers. Even with this massive downsizing, it won't be enough to stem the financial hemorrhaging plaguing the city. The Wall Street Journal reported that roughly 22,000 government workers need to be let go, close to a $9 billion deficit that continues to grow. That's just incredible. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, Bill Hot Dog de Blasio, said about the dire situation, "Here's the way to think about it. For every $100 million in city budget, that's about 2,200 city employees on average." He added, that's close to a $1 billion gap would mean laying off 22,000 city employees, which is a staggering number. New York has about 330,000 municipal workers, de Blasio said. That is staggering. But you got to understand in all this that Mayor de Blasio, his job is essential. It's the 22,000 jobs that are unessential. The churches in New York are unessential. Mayor de Blasio's job is essential. The restaurants, the small business owners, all those jobs are unessential. The rioters are essential. Mayor de Blasio is essential. When the church abdicates its responsibility, which means that worship is essential, everything else gets flipped over on its head. This is why Bill de Blasio can get away with being essential and the church being non-essential, the small businesses being non-essential, the 22,000 municipal workers being non-essential. Bill de Blasio, he is essential. Riot ravaged Minneapolis businesses can't rebuild because the insurance won't cover it. According to PJ Media, the consequences of weak leadership and failed liberal worldviews are leaving massive economic wakes behind them in their cities. Business owners in Minneapolis are getting shafted from lack of police protection, and now their own insurance policies are hanging these businesses out to dry. This is according to the Star Tribune here in Minneapolis. They say most policies limit reimbursements to $25,000 or to $50,000, but contractors have been submitting bids of $200,000 to $300,000. In many cases, the price of the work is not much lower than the actual value of the property. That's painful. When a society crumbles, it is the small business owner, the blue-collar worker, the single mom, and so forth that get hit the hardest. Democrats tout their credentials. They say, you know, they're concerned for the poor, the needy, the down and out. But what they really want is power. Black Lives Matter wants power. Mainstream media wants power. They're all working towards the same goal, which is raw power and your compliant submission here. And this is why we really would love to have you guys join us at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville this October 1st through the 3rd. The theme of this conference is Weapons for This War, and we're excited to bring all of our friends together for some good fellowship in this crazy 2020. And man, I got stories to tell you coming at this conference. It is crazy. 2020 is crazy, and we can't wait to tell you all our stories. We, of course, have Jeff Durbin coming and David Bonson now coming. Of course, Pastor Wilson, George Grant, Rod Martin, Glenn Sunshine, Pastor Toby, and all the network hosts will be there. We're excited. Please go to FightLaughFeast.com to register today. Federal agents arrest Seattle-based Riot kitchen crew that stops in Kenosha to serve free food. So apparently there's this Riot kitchen crew, this food truck that's driving around the nation and serving all these rioters. According to Seattle Times, 8 volunteers from Seattle-based Riot Kitchen, actually named Riot Kitchen, were ordered out of their vehicles and arrested by law enforcement officials soon after their Wednesday arrival in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where they had planned to provide free food to protesters, according to the board member of the nonprofit group. A video posted on Twitter purports to show some of what happened during the daylight arrest. The officers arrived in what appeared to be unmarked vehicles and surrounded the minivan that had just fueled up at Kenosha's gas station and was carrying what board member Jennifer Schurl said was a group of Riot Kitchen volunteers. "We are a nonprofit, and our mission is to feed people for free, protesters and everyone in need," said board member Jennifer Schurl. "We are from out of town, but that's not illegal." It's kind of odd. Rewarding the unjust with food? Incentivizing looters by feeding them? This does not sound like a good idea, but here again, the rioters are essential. We'll bring our food trucks to you. We'll serve you. The church is unessential. The church is not speaking into culture. The church is not speaking into the riots. In fact, the church has gone silent on a lot of these riots. Barna, one in five U.S. churches likely to close permanently due to coronavirus shutdowns. That's one in five churches. According to Discern.com, Christian research organization Barna Group says it's likely that one in five U.S. churches will shut its doors for good because of a downturn in donations and attendance caused by the novel coronavirus. Even in areas where shutdown orders have lifted, churches are seeing far few people in attendance. An April poll conducted by the National Association of Evangelicals showed that 34% of churches had seen donations drop by 10 to 20% between mid-March and late April. 22% of the churches had a drop of 30 to 50% or more, and 9% of the churches had a drop of 75% or more. Barna's data shows that early in the pandemic, 70% of pastors surveyed were very confident their churches would survive the ordeal. Now, Barna shows that only about 58% of pastors said the same. That's a pretty significant drop in a short amount of time. And this is because church leaders have been discipling their congregations that church is, you guessed it, non-essential. In the name of trying to make the gospel relevant to the world, they have made the church irrelevant to their congregations. The church has no argument against the unconstitutionality of these shutdowns. We're ignoramuses when it comes to this. The church has no real ecclesiology. The church has no clue of how to govern with a backbone when the government oversteps her God-given role. We think the civil government is essential, and the church is a club that you can shut down if there is vague threats, you know, lurking outside. We need to recover what it means that worship is central, and that God uses our praises, our prayers, our worship on the Lord's Day to change the world. We need to recover that worship is essential. Biden declares LGBTQ rights his number one legislative priority. We've covered this on the show this last year several times, but it keeps ratcheting up, and you need to follow what's going on here. This is according to the AP. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared Saturday that the Equality Act would be his top legislative priority, an effort to enshrine LGBT protections into the nation's labor and civil rights laws. The former vice president shared his hopes of signing the legislation as part of a keynote address to hundreds of activists at the Human Rights Campaign's annual Ohio Gala on the first day of Pride Month. In a half hour at the lectern, his remarks ranged from emotional tributes to his audience and their personal endurance to condemnations of President Trump. Biden says it's wrong and it's immoral what they are doing, referring to the Trump administration. He cited attempts to bar transgender troops in the U.S. military, allow individuals in the medical field to refuse to treat LGBT individuals, which is, he's referring to basically transgendered surgeries. Absolutely, you should have the right to refuse mutilating someone else's body. And allow homeless shelters to refuse transgendered occupants. I don't know how true that is. Just like with racial justice and women's rights, we're seeing pushback against all progress we've made toward equality, Biden said. The Equality Act would address many such discriminations and discriminatory practices. It recently passed the Democratic-run House, but will not become under law under Trump and the Republican Senate. That means LGBTQ residents in dozens of states will still be subject to various forms of discrimination that are either specifically allowed or not barred by state law. Biden says, "It will be the first thing I ask to get done," Biden said. So a couple things here. Discrimination, what do you mean discrimination? If I own a Christian bookstore and my male clerk comes out and says he wants to be a woman, I will fire him. He is out of my mission. I do not have a bookstore that is hiring men who want to mutilate their body. I have a Christian bookstore. I have a Christian bookstore that knows that that kind of sin is damaging his soul and condemning himself to hell. So why would I be, why should I be forced to keep that confused man at my bookstore? Notice how they co-opt the sin of racism and equate it with cutting off your body parts and pretending that a guy can be a woman. They can get away with this argument. This is really important. They can get away with this argument because you guessed it again. LGBT rights are essential. Christian rights are unessential. I have hinted at this in the news brief already. The reason why the church, I haven't even hinted at it, I basically said it. The reason why the church is unessential is because we believe worship is a hobby. Worship is a thing you do that makes you feel good, or worship is optional. You know, go to church or watch the football game. Worship is optional. It's not a big deal. We need to repent of this really is man-centered worship that we need to repent of. We need to trust and believe that God moves mountains when we worship him, that God changes the world when we humble ourselves before him and praise his holy name. The church is essential because God has created the universe and everything in it, and he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. He rose again from the dead so that we are called to worship him, and the whole world is called to worship him. The whole world should be in worship on Sunday. The whole world is missing out on the most essential thing of what it means to be made in the image of God, and that is to worship him in spirit and truth. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic Daily News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughFeast.com. Download our app and head to our annual conference, Fight Laugh Feast Conference in Nashville, October 1st through 3rd. With your partnership, and I can't express this enough, with your partnership, you are providing us with the resources to compete with the mainstream media. It's happening. We're growing. We thank you, and we're very appreciative for all your support. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to take all these actions, and have a great day. Lord bless.